the book Hebrews for 250. What a wonderful moment. The book Hebrews, 250 studies, where I had the opportunity to share the word, the revelation word, with hundreds and thousands, I want to say millions of people over the world. All the glory and honor unto Yahashua, Yahweh our Elohim, through Yahashua and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your commitment to this ministry. May Yahweh bless you in every way. The word says, what you've done to the least of my children and my kingdom you have done unto me. Hallelujah. Part 250. I'm Professor Hannes Redingers of the First Assembly of Yahashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, also the A4 thick, nearly 800 pages book which I use for the study, the revelation of the book Revelation, please obtain it. There's information in that book that you will never find in any other book in the world. My WhatsApp number, international code +27, and my WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the my right hand side on the top here, for your convenience. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I'm sure that you realize that you missed out on quite a bit of information. Hallelujah. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, so that you don't miss out. There is so much information from the very first study, Revelation 1, verse 1, part 1. You will, and make sure you at least have a couple of seat belts, because you are going to fall out of your chair. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the decimal notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible ready, pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah, we can't believe it's Friday again, eh? So time has gone, come, and time has gone. But through the grace of Yahashua, we strive to do the very best we can do every day of our lives. Why? Because it's not for ourselves. Unto the glory of Yahweh, our Elohim, through Yahashua, and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh. Hebrews chapter 11, we are busy with side scripture, confirmation scripture. We're going to finish this part of our study today. Hebrews 12 verse 17. He said, for you know that, for ye know how that afterward, when he that's Esau would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. Why? Because he rejected it. And this is what is going to cause the greatest problem one day, is that people have rejected the opportunities that Yahweh have caused them to receive. He's given the opportunities. And people say, a South African, I cannot listen to a South African. Who are they? They're not Americans, they're not Europeans. Right? We live in the Word. We study the Word. Don't look at the person. Don't blame the messenger because you don't like the message. Ah. So Esau could not inherit the blessing. He was rejected. For he, that's Esau, he found no place of repentance, which means he had no remorse. Today we have a chance because we are living, we are still living in the time of Christ. Through the resurrection blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Once it's gone by, you will never say to Father Yahweh, I did not know. Every one of these study moments will testify against you. Just rejecting it, the truth of the gospel, of the revelation word, just because it differs to what we were taught. Now it says here in Hebrews 12 verse 18, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched. We don't work with mountains that we cannot touch. Because we are functioning in the time of grace and in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim, through the redemption blood of Yahushua, we don't need a mountain that we can't touch. Every mountain that appears in our lives, Yahushua said to his disciples, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would have said unto this mountain, remove yourself and throw yourself in the sea. And as I explained before, when he spoke to his disciples, that's when they returned from the temple, where he, on his way to the temple, he cursed the fig tree, not having figs, not being the season of the figs. Now coming back, the disciples said, but this fig tree is not having figs. It was dried in its roots. And then Yahushua was using this fig tree as a parable, as something, and he says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain. Who's the mountain? We must understand the figurative speech. Who's the mountain? No, the disciples didn't see a mountain. Or maybe there was in the background, there was a mountain. We don't know. If you have the faith of the mustard seed, say to the mountain, pick yourself up and throw yourself in the sea. He was not speaking about the mountain. He was speaking about the faith of his apostles or his disciples before they become apostles. To speak to this dry fig tree. Speak life into this mountain. This fig tree is a mountain unto them. As hard as a mountain. Because they do not understand. They didn't understand. When he spoke about this faith of the mustard seed, here I was standing next to this dry fig tree. I've cursed this tree, Yahushua. It's dried to its roots. Now you speak life in it, so there's fruit on it. And I tell you what, if any of those apostles or disciples of Yahushua have spoke to that fig tree, there would have appeared figs and leaves on the tree instantly. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, the tiniest seed in life, you are in the position to speak life into every situation. Now today we don't need an amount that we cannot touch. We walk by faith, not by sight. We speak life in faith that can change situations and things in life. In our prayers, in our prayer lives, in the name of Yahshua, the name above every other name. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, but that burnt with fire. We don't need flaming fire mountains. We today need the revelation word of Yahshua through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, planting the seed of life in our soul's dimension in order to obtain the fullness of the knowledge that He has promised unto us. You are not to come unto a mountain that might be touched, that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness. We don't need to go through these trials and tribulations as if it is blackness and darkness and be tempted. What does the word say? We walk by faith, nor by sight. We believe it as if it was said yesterday. This is what faith is. That's why we're holding on to the promises of Yahshua, which He has promised to us. We haven't seen Yahshua. We haven't seen Yahweh the Father or the Ruach HaKodesh. But we move and live in faith, believing that which is not, as if it is. Faith is the substance of things not seen, but believing. We don't have a Buddha God that we can touch, like the Buddhist. To them is about touch and smell and all the most of their religions today. To us it's all about faith. Faith in the unseen. I don't want to say in the unknowing. No. Because Yahshua says, and Yahweh our Father says, I reveal myself unto whom I will. And the fact that you've been listening to this study up till now, this is the 250th study, means that Yahweh has something in store for every one of us. Maybe more than we can anticipate. And that's why I believe that this ministry will just keep on rolling as a tsunami into a world that's seeking for life and truth. Let us become part of this instrument that Yahweh is using, the gospel of salvation, and even have the effect that it had 2,000 years ago, when the Roman Empire feared this gospel of salvation in the revelation names of Yahshua, to the extent that they created a government church called the Roman Catholic Church. 34 AY. It had the way that it was just rolling on and rolling on and rolling on as a tsunami. The Bible says that the bride of Yahushua was adding daily unto the kingdom of Yahweh. Immaterial what they can do to you and me. It's not our gospel. We are only instruments that Father Yahweh is using. Now it says here in verse 19, he says, I'm just going to read verse 18 and then verse 19. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempt. Verse 19. And the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they had heard, entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. We're living in the time, and I'm ending, we're living in the time where the church world, the Protestant and Catholic church world and charismatic church world, doesn't want to hear the spoken word being spoken unto them. The revelation word. We don't function in signs, wonders and miracles like most of the mega churches does. We function in one soul on a time, because the word says there's joy in heaven if one soul would repent to the kingdom of Yahushua. So what do? We pray for one soul every day. As Yahweh will, he will multiply. Now yeah, the weekend is right on us. We have studied the word in depth this week. Every day I receive something special. And I want to thank Father Yahweh for the word that he has provided for us so that we can feast in it and grow in it. Let's be full-blooded Yahwist this weekend. Until Monday, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.